USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let me be clear. People who engage in that kind of gross misconduct have no place in the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray in the hot seat during a Senate hearing on Wednesday. The FBI is the spotlight for the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years, including gold medalist Simone Biles, who blames the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar when allegations were presented to the Bureau.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us.
CDC data shows states with an obesity rate higher than 35% have doubled over the past 2 years. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Ellenroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
President Biden on Wednesday expressed his full confidence in General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, despite a report that he circumvented then-President Donald Trump to intervene with other countries.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made 2 calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. According to anonymous sources, Milley called his Chinese counterpart and assured him that the United States would not attack the Chinese Communist Party, and if they were poised to attack, he would alert his counterpart. There's no official word from the FDA on their stance regarding the need for a COVID-19 booster shot. However, Pfizer claims its booster restores the effectiveness of the vaccine to 95%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temple Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Allegations in a new book have former President Donald Trump calling for action to be taken against the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Bob Woodward has a new book that claims Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Milley took action after January 6th to limit then-President Trump's power over the military, a claim former President Trump can't imagine on Newsmax.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. For him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country.
For the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Military bases and communities across Florida are getting some additional funding. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying the military has a major footprint in Florida and is huge for the state's economy.
There's not very many places around the country that could credibly argue with Jacksonville and Northeast Florida or rival them in terms of military friendliness. And so we think this is a really critical part of the DNA of this part of the state.
The state getting $3.4 million in funding, which is coming from grants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.